1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 to 5. Elijah's collapse. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Elijah's collapse. 1 Kings 19, 3 to 5. Let me say straight away, do you not see here the honesty of the Bible? The integrity of Scripture. We don't have any plaster saints here. This is none of the painted icons. We don't talk about heroes here. This is not hagiography. The Bible is real and honest. It shows us, as Oliver Cromwell said, warts and all. Even the greatest, the most used of God, the mightiest prophets, they're all men at best. The best of men are men at best. Abraham fell. Moses fell. David. Peter. And now here, Elijah. The Bible doesn't record this so that we can go away and say it doesn't matter. But it does encourage us. God is honest. It does inform us. We can trust the Bible. It's not pulling the wool over our eyes. These things in the Bible are done by real men and women. Do you know, the man who's speaking to you now is a man who knows what it is to collapse, to come to this kind of state that Elijah's in. And let me say this, I know that every man and every woman listening to me now knows what this is too. If you've been any length of time in the service of Christ, my friend, you will know Elijah's experience in one form or another. What's brought it on? Well, he's coming to a nervous breakdown, isn't he? Into depression. What brings it on? Well, I'll tell you what can bring it on. Great success. That seems very odd. But you will know that if you've done anything for Christ or attempted anything for Christ, after a great effort, even a measure of success, preaching, for example, or writing a book, or trying to witness to somebody, and you've had to pluck up courage to do it and all the rest of it, when you come back, things can seem very flat. When you get out of the pulpit, when you moved away from the limelight, whatever it might be, great success can lead to a sense of collapse. But of course, on the opposite side, great failure can too. Now look at Elijah here. He's had tremendous success at Carmel. Look at the success he's had there. What vindication God has given him. Vindicating God's truth. Vindicating Elijah as a prophet. Showing that Baal is no God at all. Oh, yes, tremendous success. But this was followed immediately at Jezreel by what I can only call failure. Now, I don't know from Scripture that Elijah went to Jezreel in the hope that Jezebel would respond well, but I can imagine it. And certainly in Luke 24, we read of the disciples on the Emmaus Road, we had hoped, they said, we had hoped, but it's all gone ugly, it's all gone pear-shaped. We had hoped. Proverbs 13, yes, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Great success or great disappointment, great failure, whatever it is, can bring this about. We can collapse, you know. Peter collapsed when faced with a maidservant. He collapsed there in the face of the crowd. Abraham failed in Egypt. Moses threw his meekness. David. Look at Peter again. They're all failures in themselves. And yet, so is Elijah. But still, the Bible is honest. You see, this man has been under tremendous physical strain. Think of the strain he's had these past hours, days, months. Think of the mental anguish he's been through. Think of the spiritual struggle he's had. Think of the psychological battle he's been engaged in. And it tells us this man was afraid. He was afraid of Jezebel. He had stood up to the 450 and more prophets of Baal and all the rest of them. And yet he fails and runs away because he's afraid. And he runs. And look, he does crazy things and he says crazy things. The adrenaline is pumping through him. I've known this. When I've been in this state, I've been hyperactive. So is Elijah. He can run for his life. He's just been climbing mountains. He's just been running to Jezreel. He's been doing all this for days and days and days, not just at Carmel. Think of what he's been doing in the years past. This adrenaline is pumping through him now, and he's rash, and he's despairing. He went a day's journey into the desert. He withdraws himself. He sends his servant away. He says, you stay here. And he goes into the desert, a lonely wilderness place. If anything could depress you, that would. And he comes to a broom tree, and he sits down under it, and he prays that he might die. He has the death wish. Praise God that God didn't answer him and say yes. He answered him and said no. But this man is blinded by his tears. He's in blackness. He's withdrawn. He's alone. The death wish has come upon him. He's foolish. He's rash. He's despairing. And he's going to say crazy things. I'm no better. I've had enough. It's useless. And this is the man of Cherith. This is the man of Zarephath. This is the man of Carmel. But look at him now at Jezreel and in the desert. Couldn't he trust? Couldn't he believe God? I say that to myself. Before I finish this discourse, I'll remind you of the hymn by William Cowper. You see, men change. The best of men, as I've said, are men at best. I, the Lord, change not. I, the Lord, change not. Malachi 3:6. Elijah is a man of weak and similar passions to us, my friend, James chapter 5. Let's not make an idol of men. As I say, the best of them are only men. But God uses weak men. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. God has chosen the foolish, the weak, the unstable. James 5, Elijah's a man of like passions as we are. And then again, of course, we got James 1. We got 1 Peter 1. We got 1 Peter 4, verse 12. What do these verses say? We will have our faith tried. We are not to think it strange concerning the fiery trial which will come upon us. Elijah's faith is tried. Yours will be tried, brother. Yours will be tried, sister. And you might not be able to stand. And you certainly won't be able to stand in your own strength. Only the Lord changes not. But don't give up. Don't look at your foolishness and your mistakes and your failures or even your success and be tempted to be rash and run away and all the rest. And even if you're in that state now, come back to the Lord. Look to him. He will bring it right. He is working his purpose out. We shall reap if we faint not. Let us keep on. These are the lessons I see here, the honesty, integrity of the Bible, the weakness of man, the glory and the greatness of God. God using weak, poor creatures. What an encouragement to me that is. Is it to you, my friend? God isn't waiting for the perfect man or woman. Go on, my brother. Go on, my sister. Watch out for physical, mental, spiritual, psychological excess in the sense you're restrained. Look out for these days of trouble, these nights of trouble. But don't withdraw and don't be rash. And if you are and have been, and even are now being rash and foolish, then cast it all on the blood and person of Christ and be washed in his blood again. Let me close with the hymn by William Cowper I mentioned. I hope this little discourse has been an encouragement to you. You see, Elijah's collapse, but God uses collapsing saints. God has great work for collapsing saints to do. And it's not the saint, it's the God of the saint that counts. Go on trusting the honesty of the Bible. And although you're weak, my brother and sister, And because you're weak, go on rejoicing that God will use you, because out of the weakness, he will show strength, you see. Out of that lion, you see, with Samson, out of the strong came forth sweetness, and out of the weak, too, can come forth sweetness. Now listen to Cowper. Let him sum up what I've been trying to say. Let him encourage us. When darkness long has veiled my mind, and smiling day once more appears, then, my Redeemer, then I find the folly of my doubts and fears. Straight I upbraid my wandering heart, and blush that I should ever be thus prone to act so base a part, or harbour one hard thought of thee. Oh, let me then at length be taught what I am still so slow to learn, that God is love, and changes not, nor knows the shadow of a turn. Sweet truth, and easy to repeat, but when my faith is sharply tried, I find myself a learner yet, unskillful, weak, and apt to slide. But, O my Lord, one look from thee subdues the disobedient will, drives doubt and discontent away, and thy rebellious worm is still. Thou art as ready to forgive as I am ready to repine. Thou therefore all the praise receive. Be shame and self-abhorrence mine. Let me pray. O God, blessed God, we thank you that you never change. We are poor, feeble mortals, weak, apt to slide. We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ still washes from every sin. Now fill us with your Spirit, all your people, and go and use us, weak mortals that we are. May your Spirit do mighty things through us for the glory of your name, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.